May 9th, 1977, author James Jones died of a heart attack at the age of 55 on Long Island. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Jones will never be forgotten for his 1951 masterpiece, From Here to Eternity. I interviewed James Jones in 1975, and he admitted that World War II had been good to him.
My son, whenever he hears World War II mentioned, asks my wife, "Is that the war Daddy made all the money off of, Mommy?" There were a lot of good things in it, I guess.
From Here to Eternity is about the conflicts in the lives of everyday people on the eve of the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor, where Jones was stationed in the infantry. This is the way he described that day.
I was at Schofield Barracks, up in the middle of the island. Schofield is right next door to the Army Air Corps field called Wheeler Field, which was bombed pretty heavily that day. And the first thing we knew about it was we heard these rumbles sort of rolling up under the ground from down at Wheeler Field. And I think everyone thought they were just doing some blasting, maybe making a new runway, until it increased in volume to the point that everyone knew that something was wrong. And we all ran outside and looked down south and saw these huge smoke columns rising. Just about that time, a Japanese light fighter bomber, which had already dropped his bomb, came over, strafing down the street, two lines of holes popping up as he went down, and he sort of looked over at us and grinned and waved his hand at us.
James Jones produced a rather large body of work, not all of which met favor with the critics. But most agree that From Here to Eternity, along with Norman Mailer's The Naked and the Dead, were the finest books to come out of World War II. Two of Jones' later books, The Thin Red Line and Whistle, formed a trilogy with From Here to Eternity. James Jones was too ill to complete Whistle, and the novel was finished by his friend, Willie Morris. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.